liking that one, Arena? And Mark, you're both in studio with me. How are you guys feeling about this track?
I did like the cast.
Well, not the cast. I'm talking about this this song from Will's band, actually, Gray Sky Eternal.
Pumping, oh, really?
Pumping me up, man.
Yeah, exactly. This is some manly stuff. Like, I hear this, I want to find a puppy and just kick it in the dick.
Oh.
Bam. Just like a football off a tee. Just
that's what men do.
Put those little Eggos back in the toaster.
I was thinking more like it makes you want to do like some curls or something with like 20 pound weight.
You know, my...
Ten in each hand.
This is going to sound weird. I had just the saddest, most effeminate workout mix when I first started lifting. It was me and a buddy in a basement. Like, sorry, it doesn't sound like, you know, homosexual
was
enough.
Was there oil?
But,
please tell me Britney Spears was
well, yeah,
it.
You know, we were big into the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, so it was like we had to learn posing and grooming and, yeah, you know, coconut oiling each other and tanning. But there was, I want to say, Shakira's Eyes Like Yours. Again, something very masculine is like some guy's grunting in your face. And you're making that eye-to-eye connection. You're hearing Shakira belt it out. I believe there was Sexual by Amber. It was a lot of music to blow each other to. Not so much for getting the bench to 315.
I was in agreement with Mark here on that.
What, agree with me?
Gay bass and porn.
A little bit, yeah. It was a little, you know, we could have done some things, but we didn't.
It was Papa's basement a whole new meaning.
That's right. Who's your daddy?
Oh, my God. And that's what you're listening to. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm here today with the lovely and talented Mark Mislev.
I saw that coming. I didn't expect anything less.
But Arena, you ain't too shabby on the eyes either. Get it? He's a boy and you're a girl, but I called
it's
him
Christmas
pretty.
Eve, John. You're going to post something like that to this little Jew girl on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve?
Don't you?
Well, when people are going to
you know,
this.
Just the way we don't know your Hanukkah, you're like, it's Christmas on the 21st. Whatever. Close enough.
Have you followed the 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
With the turtles and the doves.
I hope
the...
you would know better than I would. But I don't...
Isn't it
like
a turtle
different?
Dove?
Yeah, it's all one thing. Just right. Some horrible Frankenstein's monster creation of a bird with a shell.
When they were writing the song, they're like, oh, don't forget to include the turtle dove. Those
don't
will become
your
so popular.
Turtle doves, yes.
Bird with a shell is from Mario.
And oh, yeah, it's true. That's the, right. The Koopas. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. So if you like anything you hear today, you go there because you're going to find episodes every Monday and every Thursday uploaded. Like this one we're doing right now, you're going to hear it on Monday.
On Christmas Eve.
You're like, John, if I'm listening now, why do I want to go to your website and re-download it and hear it again?
Because it's that good.
Exactly. I not to put us in the rarefied air of certain comedic genius, but you don't watch Blazing Saddles once. You don't see Clerks once and get everything you're going to get out of it. You watch it and you memorize it. And that's what this show is. I'm sorry.
You find little nuggets that you missed the last time.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't listen a second time, but that's because I hate my own voice. Anyone sane hates the sound of their own voice being played back to them.
Oh, what are you calling me and Howard nuts?
That's true. All of you guys actually listen to these episodes except for me. I
laugh I
like
at
it.
Them too. I'll be like, I'm worth listening.
They're funny.
I want to hear.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I just want to hear that you guys only laugh at your own jokes, though. Like, you're just, you deliver one
coming.
And you're smacking
often.
Your knee. And you're like, God damn, I'm good. God damn it, I'm good.
I know it's coming too. And I'm like, yeah, I know. This is about to be so funny.
Me, you are the best. You go to inpapasbasement.com. You can subscribe via iTunes to the show. Get episodes again every Monday, every Thursday. There's a bunch of my writing there as well. And the contact information for anyone who's been affiliated with the show at inpapasbasement.com. But the easiest way, if you want to get in touch with us, Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. Arena over here is at Girl Knows Sports. Mark, you want to spell your thing out? Because I think it's just your first and last.
That's it. At Mark Mislah, MarkMisleh.
There you go. There you go. And before the show rolls onward, I wanted to give Arena a Christmas present on the air.
Are you trying to convert her?
No, okay. I'm not going to adhere to, you've got one of those rolling feast, you know, movable feast holidays in December. I don't know when Hanukkah is. I think next year is actually in November.
I hate what Hanukkah. I'm not going to lie. It's
what
the stupidest
kind
holiday ever.
Of competition for Christmas is Hanukkah when you can't even get it in the right month? That's like putting the CFL up against the NFL. It's just true. Nothing.
We have a Christmas tree in my house, and I dove in the back of the closet to look for Christmas tree decorations today.
I love that, by the way. I can't tell you how many Jews I know have Christmas trees. I was working in a Jewish family's house a couple days ago. They just had a Christmas tree, but a Star David on top. Instead of like an angel with a pine cone up its butt or whatever normally goes on top of a tree.
You know why that is?
I don't know. You want to fit in knocked?
No. Why he only had a star on top of it? Because we hide it by calling it a Hanukkah bush.
Oh, a Hanukkah bush.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Make it a Hanukkah tree at least.
Are you kidding me? Hanukkah bush?
My dad's
Hanukkah
bush been using that line. Like,
sounds dirty.
You lazy.
Sounds like Jewish porn.
My dad used to work at the DOT, and like everybody would joke with him. They'd be like, "Do you have a Christmas tree?" And he's like, "No, we have Hanukkah bush." Oh, now it's damn it, John.
What?
Daddy, you made it sound bad. Darn it.
You said Hanukkah bush.
You made it sound dirty.
That sounds like you just got lazy, like after a breakup. And it's like, hey, Arena, you ready to get back on the town?
Or
you
if
ready
it's
to see
just...
a boy? No, I haven't groomed the Hanukkah bush.
It's just December, and that's why there's a Hanukkah bush. What? Isn't it Hanukkah?
Clear out my Easter tumbleweeds while I'm at it. All bad. Let me give you your gift. I want you to describe it on air.
You know, the funny thing is, when I saw it in the black plastic bag from the liquor store, which I so love, I saw the outline of the bottle. I said, is that Fireball? I didn't
quote
even see it yet.
I know how much you like to drink.
I love that
stuff.
Oh, my God. Look at the bag.
My favorite is that when we walked in, he was like,
"Describe the bag to everyone."
He was like, "Do you guys have a Sharpie?" And I was like, "Oh, he's gonna write a card for me." I turn around, he's drawing a Star of David on the bag, and it says, "Happy Jew Christmas." Thanks, John.
There you go. Your paper bag. It's got a Star of David and Happy Jew Christmas for you.
Aww. And I just gave you your gift, which was a delicious meal at a
You treated me to some Pollo Poisono.
It's just what I wanted.
Fireball.
Pollo Tinto.
It's just what I wanted. Exactly the right size.
That's the only size. There's literally only one size of Fireball. I did not know that going out to shop. I hit one ABC before this. The shelf was cleared. I showed up at the one. This radio station of ours, not exactly in an economically charged area, if you will. So I was like, there's no way there isn't a liquor store nearby. And for those of you guys listening elsewhere, in Virginia, the law is... no hard liquor in groceries or 7-Elevens or anything like that.
They have their
or
own specialty
standalone
stores.
Convenience stores. Yeah, like Maryland, you just have a standalone booze store. Virginia, it's just this government-run crap hole called
That's
ABC.
That's what it is in Montgomery County too.
No.
Is it?
Is Montgomery County different than PG County?
I thought you guys all had independent liquor stores.
I did too, because in PG County, I remember going to the Skins game and stopping off at a liquor store, STO apostrophe.
Nice.
PG County is probably
and it was drive-through.
A little different than Montgomery County.
Yeah, I thought it was all this. I thought it was governed by the state.
But Montgomery County, there's Montgomery County liquor stores.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going with you guys on this.
Appreciate this. Thank you.
Well, yeah, no problem. They were sold out of that at the second place I went to as well. It was like literally in a crate. I'm like, do you have Fireball? And the guy pulls out a key, saws open a crate right in front of me, and pulls it out. I guess it'd be a box more than crate. That would
I
be a very
so
sharp
special.
Key to cut through a crate. I am an ass. But there
I
you go.
I wish we could do a shot of this on air, but we will.
I don't think we
show.
Can. I'm not, you know, it's not open, so I guess it's okay in the studio.
After the show, we will.
Yeah,
celebrate.
Or in between the shows, we can quote unquote go in the parking lot and drink.
Celebrate, we will.
If you get what I'm saying. If you get what I did between the links there.
I was also thinking that, but since the show is going out right now, it's trying to be coy.
No, it's fine. I personally am just worried how the liquor will hit me. This is going to sound lame. I was up until 6:30 last night because I was chugging Mountain Dew with dinner. Like, oh, hold on. We have a caller. We have,
a, caller.
Have a caller. They're already in on it.
It is a very exciting topic.
Hello, caller. I don't have a screener, so who are you? I think I know who it is. I think I have an early Christmas present, but who is it? Oh, damn it. Why is this coming through?
We got whatever bamboozled.
Oh, no.
By the holiday.
Please work, phone. Oh, my God. Phone isn't working.
Someone is
Someone's
there.
Talking.
Hello?
All
Hello?
Right. Oh. Hi. What's going on?
I wanted to call in and talk about my awful shopping trip.
Oh, my God. No. Folks.
Oh, hello. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Are we going to really preserve his anonymity?
Yes.
I love him.
Yes. Caller, what is your name?
This is Peter in Fredericksburg. Peter, you know who this is, you bastard.
Peter, we were just about to talk about how terrible traffic is out there.
Grant, reveal who you are?
No, don't.
What? No one knows. I just said Grant. It
His
could
name
be...
is Peter, and he's from Fredericksburg.
Is this
okay?
Some bad shtick you're doing, or did
no.
he put you up to this? Okay.
No.
Really?
Peter,
no.
you're allowed to say my name. I want to tell you a couple quick things, though.
Okay, this is Grant Paulson. He's really, really super talented. You want him on Twitter, it's Grant H. Paulson. He's amazing. I have a man crush on Grant. And I routinely try to get Arena to shower him in her womanly favors, shall we say?
Or as your mom likes to call it, my sportster ways.
Sportster ways. Grant, what's up, buddy? It's so good hearing from you.
Not much. First of all, I miss you. I miss everything about you.
I miss your scent.
So I need to see you soon. That's number one. Number two, so Arena was telling me earlier, she's like, yeah, because I was thinking about going up to Philadelphia today, and then I've got to do this shopping, and I'm not going to, and it's a disaster. But the whole thing is, I had to go shopping, and I was like, she's like, well, if you want to call into the show at like 3 o'clock, that's cool. And she texted me the number to call in.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to try to do that. For some reason, and literally, I like have this, my phone deletes text messages all the time. So it deleted the number. And for some reason, the number in my mind that I could have sworn was your number
yeah.
was like 800. I don't remember what the middle numbers were. And then
800 talk. Hot lips.
It was like 800, 400 talk or something like that. And I was like, okay, this doesn't sound right, but I'm going to try it. And I call it and I'm like, it's like, hey, baby.
I was going to say, what sex chat line did the 800 so, exchange?
That's John's talk? Favorite number, not his actual number to reach him.
So at first I was like, oh, my God. She gave me this number.
Jackpot.
She pranked me. And then I realized it wasn't even probably the number she gave me. It was my own stupidity. But I navigated those rocky waters. It'll probably end up on my phone bill. So that's in a bad way. But, hey, we're here now.
We're together at last. So Arena told me, or should I say a little bird, so we sound all prepped. But it was just Arena and you were having a conversation. You guys, you apparently have a real horror story for Christmas shopping to share with us.
Well, not necessarily, because I haven't started my Christmas shopping yet. That's kind of my horror story, Beard. I'm a last-minute guy. The only thing that's absolutely blown up in my face this year is I did a lot of online shopping, I thought, only to find out that 2 of my 3 orders from last week were canceled.
Why?
Because whatever I ordered and got, like, confirmation emails and actually, like, was all in, figured, oh, it's going to come wrapped, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
They get back to me only to tell me, like, 2 days later, it's not in stock when I think it's going to be arriving any minute.
That's insane.
It's horrible.
Grant, you're the only person in the world who's allowed to last-minute shop, but all the people...
Well, Grant's allowed to do anything.
Yeah, that's true. Grant, you are, like, magic to us. You could, like, do anything horrible, and we'd still be like, oh,
I just... Grant, you need to pick up on the fact that Arena is practically presenting for you right now, on air.
I think you're taking her out of context, but I'll picture it that way.
It's like her tail has gone up and she's wafting.
I do love me some Grant.
In the air.
Fully curled, tip of the tail at the base of the neck.
Hey, I'm a lady. I'm going to need to drink at least half this bottle of Fireball first.
That's how you keep it real classy-like.
Respectable.
And I'm like, hey, baby.
I feel so bad for Grant because I had to go through a bunch of this crap. In my day job as a locksmith, a lot of times I am hired to work in malls. Now, I'm cheap, so I actually am not buying Christmas presents for anyone. Like, you really, Arena, with that bottle of booze, are about it. But I don't have to Aww. Handle Christmas presents for the family for the most part. My mom buys her junk on QVC, and I'm just like, here's 100 or 200 or whatever you need to buy that gaudy costume jewelry crap. Enjoy. And the brother and I were just like, we'll give each other the gift of nothing. Because that's how you show you really
Keeping
care.
Keeping it real.
No pretenses. But just getting into Tyson's, which, Grant, would you say that's kind of the hoitiest and toitiest mall in the area?
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the one in Pentagon City is probably comparable.
But it's up there as an upscale mall where you actually still have people going there to shop because the items are so expensive, they're not easily acquired.
Yeah.
Online.
Like, they have the Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah.
Like, all these crazy stores.
Typically, it is maybe 15 minutes from my front door to get into Tyson's. I got to Tyson's. I waited, no exaggeration, I think 25 minutes just when I hit the mall to actually turn in from the highway into it.
I would have left.
Once there,
I would have left.
Parking completely full. Like, I had to park roughly a half mile away and walk in just to work. So, you know, because I'm a big manly guy.
Absolutely believable.
Yeah.
You actually got lucky.
And this was weeks out. This was weeks out, Grant. What you are facing right now, I don't want to think about.
No.
Dude, I'm not even going to shop in Northern Virginia. Like, the majority of my shopping today is being done in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
I was going to say.
I'm driving an hour and 10 minutes away so that I don't have to deal with Northern Virginia.
And I don't want to be the one to tell you this. That isn't far enough south. They've started civilizing that crap hole lately. They've got running toilets and everything.
You know what's funny is they've made so many strides. The mall is no longer called a mall. It's now called a town center. That's the first of several steps that you know Christmas is just going to become a major inconvenience.
Oh, my God. You need to find a mall where the urinals are still just a trough filled with ice.
Oh, wow.
That's how you know you are not going to be dealing with the crowds and parking nightmares and anything like that. How much do you have left to pick up exactly?
Well, I'm scheduled to purchase no fewer than 7 gifts this holiday season.
Good Lord.
I have purchased 2 to this minute.
And what are the remaining 5? Can I hear what a man about town such as Grant H. Paulson?
Gifts?
Well, yeah, what he puts out there. My dad's on that list, and as of right now, you know what I want to do for him? His, like, ultimate goal, or, like, the one thing he'd like to do in life is to learn how to fly legitimately in a plane.
Did you buy him a plane? Are they paying you that well, Grant?
Well, I can't provide that, Beard, and because I don't have any, you know, of Peter Pan's magic fairy dust either.
Yes.
I'm probably going to get him a flight simulator game, like one of those games where you learn how to fly on your computer.
Wait, Grant, you can buy a Living
close.
Social thing. It's like a little over 100.
Say, there are steps in between these two things, Grant.
So buy him a Learjet or a game.
That's, no, wait, that's there's like, a Living Social thing.
He's got a Make-A-Wish kid that wants to get laid before he dies, and Grant's like, here's a bottle of Astroglide and a Playboy.
I just, you know, there's probably a time where I could, like, get him flying lessons or something, but not in the next 24 hours. So we're going to go with a flight simulator game.
Okay. What's next?
That's where that's at. I don't even know. I still have to shop for my mom. Probably end up getting her, like, she wants some kind of purse that I don't really know what it is. I'll take my sister to help me get that. I mean, I'm the worst gift giver ever.
How are you ever going to make it to Philly?
Yeah, you have to cover
the
Skins
game
up in Philly tomorrow.
It's 1 o'clock, so as long as I leave. I'm not worried about that. I can always finish Christmas Eve as well.
That's true.
I would. Yeah. Should you shop in Philly? Like, I'm trying to think all of a sudden. Because on the way from D.C.,
no,
you've got Baltimore
driving,
and Philly.
Ideally, like, when someone calls and, like, hey, do you want to ride to Philly? I'll probably just say yes.
I got you.
But then I don't want to, like, have, like, gifts I'm carrying around town and, like, in my hotel room.
Well, you don't want to leave them in a car in Philly.
Yeah, Philly's right. Dangerous.
And if I'm going to a new town, Uncle Beard, I mean, how am I supposed to shop?
I love it.
You know, I want to do other things in a new town I haven't been to other than shop.
I mean, I just like to eat in a new city. That's it. But I still wouldn't want to shop in foreign territory, which is what it is.
I went to Philly for 4th of July, and all we did was eat all over town.
How could you not? They actually have good deli meats.
They have really good food there.
The last thing I want to do here is hijack this segment and turn it away from Christmas. But
hijack the whole thing.
I've got a couple minutes here, and I need to find out, Beard, when we're going to reconvene and whether or not you'd like to go to a breakfast establishment in the area where we could put eggs on our burgers.
I
can't wait to eat another good morning burger with you.
Okay.
You got to get the sunny side up and Canadian bacon.
Legitimately.
Not the American filth. I'm good for, do you want to wait until the season's wrapped up? What's best for you, buddy?
Well, Chris, I'm busy Christmas Day.
Okay, yeah. I am too.
Let's rule that one out.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm a night guy. So, like, any non-Friday after 10 p.m., if you want to go get one of these burgers we're speaking of, I'm in.
Okay. I'm going to go with, Thursday, next Thursday. Shall we make it
all
a
right.
date?
Text your boy. I'm sorry for hijacking the show. I just wanted to say hello.
Grant, you're not hijacking anything.
Good.
You are hijacking my tears from my eyes because I didn't get an invite. And I've been the one trying to bring you to.
You can come with us.
trying to bring you two together for years.
I hope he's being facetious about the hijacking. That's like Michelangelo seeing the wall of a bathroom. He's like, I'm going to paint on this a bit. You know what? Do what you got to do. Have fun.
It's hard to say hijack in front of an Arab, though. Isn't that right?
Grant, thank you so much for calling in, man. I am
absolutely
just very happy to hear from you, buddy.
Arena, you better come get some breakfast sandwiches with us.
Hopefully it'll be a night we can ride there together, Grant.
Let's do it.
Oh. All right, buddy. Good luck.
Have fun. See you soon.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we have another caller. Let me get them.
Let's see what's going on in the world.
Okay, did I punch you through, caller, or put you on hold, since apparently...
No, I'm through. This is Brenda Brand. Hello.
Brenda, hey! What's up? Good to talk to you.
Hey. Who's there? Arena? Howard?
Arena and Mark.
No, Arena and Mark Mizla. Howard is... I don't know what Howard's doing this weekend, but whatever it is, it cost you your gift.
Yeah,
ass.
No fireball for you.
No fancy Jim Beam, whatever you told me when I asked the two of you what you drink. He apparently likes the line of Jim Beam above the base. You know what? You didn't get that.
I think we got to give Brenda some props real quick because she is an awesome fan of the show.
Brenda does great work. Yeah, she cuts highlights for us. She's like, because I can't stand hearing my own voice, as I said earlier, and I'm shocked anyone
can. Me neither.
Can. Yeah.
Me neither, so I'm going to be skipping this part.
But Brenda will take the time to email me, and she's like, this was your funniest segment. And then I chop those up, and I put them on YouTube, and they get tens of hits.
Wow.
Oh, right on.
Good job.
In between people looking at wrestling kittens and Gangnam Style for the billionth time.
Gangnam Style.
And
apparently some
in.
Blonde girl that gets drunk and puts up a Christmas tree. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that Jenna Marbles girl?
I have no idea who she is. Anyways.
Anyway, I wanted to keep this short and sweet. I just wanted to say hello. Happy Hanukkah. Late Happy Hanukkah for Arena.
Thank you.
Happy
Hanukkah to you, too.
Thanks. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and I will be talking to you guys on the Twitter.
And
yes,
Brenda, you sent us like a really nice card, right?
Yeah, that card's amazing. I held on to it, but I will tweet a photo of it. She drew a hairy D&B, and there were some breasts
Howard?
In there. No, just like if you've ever watched Superbad.
Why didn't you bring it in to share?
What was described as a veiny triumphant bastard. She drew that right on the inside
of
the card.
Brenda was smart to send it to the studio, but...
Right in the back of Snoopy, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like Snoopy was getting rotted.
Awesome.
We will never get to see this because John will never bring it in.
It's not like I threw it away like most other Christmas cards. It's still up there.
What's funny is I made sure to address it in a way that you would get it regardless.
You sent it in a way that scared the living hell out of our program director. And I thought we were going to get anthrax and meet our demise. Or you dose
like,
the envelope with acid or something.
He's like, just have it sent to my house. I'll take the anthrax from there.
That is what happened.
I listened to that episode and I was laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh. She had it sent to his home and then he's there the next, you know, same day.
Brenda addressed it as like Papa's basement, care of the studio address. Yada, yada, yada. So far, so good. However, the return address was the same thing. I'm like, that's how you send a bomb that doesn't get traced back to you.
But it didn't have a bunch of stamps on it.
Yeah, like return address North Pole.
Oh, it's from Santa. Sweet.
I literally, when I got it, I looked at it. I held it up to the light to check for wires. I bent it. Trying to see if there's anything firm in there. And I'm like, I guess there's not like a...
Ah, that's funny.
He let the kittens paw at it for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much. You have an awesome Saturday.
You too. I'm working all weekend.
Well then, way to bring it down.
Yeah.
Now you owe us another card.
We're expecting another card for next year.
You guys will be getting cards from here and there from me.
Good.
You make sure to scare people with that.
With doodles and stuff.
Put doodles on the envelope, too.
All right, Brenda.
You know what? I think I will. All right. Love you long time.
Bye, girl. We love you, too.
Love you, too. Right? Bye.
Oh, my God. Callers. It's so weird. Do you know how easy a show is with callers? It's 3:30, practically.
What?
We did nothing. We talked to two of our friends, and it's 3:30.
Thanks for listening to our phone calls, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. It's the show for us. We just...
middle school. We just put on three-way.
I got to ask you a quick question. She said Happy Hanukkah. Do you say Hanukkah again?
Hanukkah.
Can you spell that word for me?
It's like C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H.
Yeah, isn't there like 16 different ways to spell that word?
I don't know. You can't spell it wrong, right? It's not like snow with the Eskimos.
Oh, my God. A third caller.
Wow, I really have
Why did we even do prep? We just give out that number, 703-560-TALK.
We could have just eaten for the last hour, and I could have drank my present in the car. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Hey, caller, what's up? I don't even know if we're soliciting calls, like what the subject was. I guess
Hello,
Christmas shopping.
I'm calling to talk to you about my present.
Oh, God. Cherry, what's up?
Is that a
punched out.
Wait, that's your friend Jerry that I met?
Yes.
No, that was
that's
not
Jerry's
him.
Horrible voice.
That did not that's sound anything like him. Character. Whatever.
He does it on the show all the time.
Let's do some show here. Let's stop I mean,
if we have
around.
To. If there's no effing around. Grant calls, you take it. And you're like, thank you, sir, may I have another? I love hearing Grant's voice.
Oh, it's of course.
So, it's
of
such
course.
A trip to me. I used to be treated to Grant all the time working at JFK, or the fan, I'm sorry. And I don't get that anymore.
You just go talk to him in a hallway.
I will say this.
I love Grant. I
Grant,
love
literally,
Grant.
Without a doubt, I'm sorry, you two, the most talented person I have ever seen work behind a microphone, by far.
I don't
far.
Think anyone's going to argue with
I
that.
But
with
not
that.
Just that. A... genuinely nice guy. Like, there are pricks in every industry, including radio. Grant, not one of them. Best of the best. A
super
prince.
Super professional.
And you have never seen a guy eat a wing like this. I will tell these stories to my grandkids.
Oh, is he hardcore?
He will do this weird move where he kind of cracks the little, I don't know if you want to call it like the end of almost the femur.
And he sucks the whole wing off?
Yes.
Like, I do that too.
Yes, and just pulls it out like a horseshoe.
You know who taught me? Some Hooters girl taught me how to do that.
Really?
She taught me how to eat it. Yeah.
You're making me uncomfortable with this jean pant leg all the way up to the knee. I was like, are you wearing shorts?
Oh, yeah. You're in like denim shorts, man. What they look like? Or you just rolled up your... God, your jeans roll up that far? I guess I have tubby little thighs. I can't get them up that
high. I don't wear skinny jeans.
Yeah, you have them like rolled up like your nutsack's about to unfurl. It's impressive stuff.
Do you want a better view?
You know,
early
that could
Christmas,
be my Christmas
early
present.
Christmas
yeah.
gift.
Why don't
Arena
you keep this up?
Anything.
I'm going to do some shots in the bathroom.
In the crapar. What I was saying before we got into the impromptu calling session, I am really worried that the instant liquor hits my lips, I'm going to black out. I did not sleep until 6:30 in the morning because I drank Mountain Dew. I had no idea that stuff really, like when you're a kid, you have it at sleepovers. Because, like, Jolt, you think it's the cool thing to drink, if you guys even remember Jolt.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jolt.
But I didn't realize this crap actually kept you up.
I can't believe you didn't know there was caffeine in
Mountain Dew. I thought there was some, like, a normal amount of soda's worth.
How many did you have, though?
Like, two, you know, ice-filled cups. So that means what? Like, a ladle full of actual Mountain Dew? You know how restaurants screw you on that stuff?
John, you're like a West Virginia person right now who doesn't know why his teeth are rotting out of his head because he's been drinking Mountain Dew since childbirth.
Well, that would be if I smoked meth out of a light bulb. I know why they lose their teeth. But
because they have all that Mountain Dew out there.
I would have been better off drinking coffee and then sucking down the grinds. I have not been up like that.
Why are you blaming the Mountain Dew?
I know, right?
It could be something else.
I don't think so. There's nothing weighing on my mind. In fact...
No, wait. It's definitely the Mountain Dew. That stuff is like crack cocaine for children.
Like, there was... I was in the most serene situation otherwise. The room was actually at a nice temperature. The two little kittens I got were frolicking about.
Just entertaining you to sleep.
Just putting my mind at ease. And it's just the hours are ticking by. And I'm just like, oh, this next episode of Cheers, which I'm just crushing compulsively on Netflix, by the way. That next one will be the one I pass out during. Bam! Into the next. And I watched seven in a row.
You were like an Alabama childhood beauty queen, just crushing.
Are you referencing Honey Boo Boo?
Perhaps.
Dearest Alana Honey Boo Boo?
I think they're actually from Georgia. I don't want to. Or Mississippi. I'm not sure.
To me, that's all one place. Like, I really try not to stereotype as much as it sounds like I do on the show.
Okay.
But to me, it's just Southachusetts down there.
Until you hit, like, Miami, you're like the South.
Exactly. It's Miami... Kind of to what? I guess Los Angeles. Like, that whole swath is just one big toilet. Let's say it.
I lived in that toilet for a while, and so I have manners.
What? What you, toilet? Oh, LA.
What age
Louisiana. You, wait, where was it?
Yeah,
she was Louisiana.
Yeah.
What
Los
age
Orleans
did you go there,
time?
Though? You're, like, there for college, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't count. That's not a formative time.
You didn't grow up
there. I was there for a couple more years than that. I was, like, there... till.
So what? You were an ill-mannered pig before that?
5.5 years. Well, no, but now I say please and thank you, and I don't just grab things out of plates, and I use utensils. And
okay. You know what? You want to take it?
You've
here?
Eaten with me many times.
No, I heard multiple times just today over the plate of Pollo Loco, whatever the hell we were eating, how crap
Peruvian
my
chicken?
Manners are. So let's put it out there, honey. What have I done that disgusts you so much?
You always will just grab with your hands stuff instead of using utensils.
Okay.
That's gross.
But like where? Off a buffet or like off his plate?
Off my plate or someone else's plate.
Okay. But in my defense, we are talking big items, right? We're not talking like little diced carrots and peas and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm just
still,
grabbing a handful of ice cream.
But still, you should use a utensil.
Today you got like a little cup of plantains and I reached in. They look like French fries. I don't care if they're little bananas. They look like French fries.
Okay, well, go ahead and defend that how you want. But this thing, there's no way you're going to be able to defend this thing.
Well, watch me go.
You picked a bug at the table.
I didn't pick a bug. I blew my nose. There's a huge difference.
Did you wash your hands before you grabbed in her plate?
This is at the end of the meal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like,
it doesn't matter. Say
it's not like I wiped and then walked out and was like, ooh, plantains.
I do a show with you on a weekly basis. Yeah. I know what you do with those hands all the time.
I wash them after all these activities. I got into that habit ever since I was a little kid, and I was taking care of business with Vaseline, and then I'd play Street Fighter all the time, and I killed my Super Nintendo controls.
You're like, I learned.
The bun's stuck down.
Yeah. It's just the joy. There was no joy left in that joy pad.
It wasn't stuck. It had like 3 years of Vaseline on it.
Yeah, it was just dead. It shorted out or something, both of them. Because I killed the one, I moved to the second, I killed that.
I'm sorry, but you have to blow your nose and there's people eating. You go to the bathroom.
I don't even know if I blew. I was eating spicy food.
You do anything with your nose, you go to the bathroom.
And I kind of just put the napkin up to it and like dabbed inside the nostrils.
Oh, that's not blowing.
I don't care.
I'm not going to pretend.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like I didn't kind of, you know, do your thumb tips into it almost, just to get a little on the inside, just to get a little of the salt off the margarita rim.
I don't know.
I
And number three, you never show any cleavage, and I'm really offended by that.
You show enough for everybody.
I do have some big milkers that I've grown these past few years.
I learned that in the South. You have manners.
Show cleavage is part of the manners down there?
Every time I've actually talked to Arena, she's been pretty respectable.
You.
Well, yeah.
How do I bring out the dirty side of you, though?
There
definitely is one.
I was going to roll with it.
You've listened to the show, right?
I definitely listened to the show.
Because improv is yes and no. I'm not rolling. You're respectful of people, but the things that come out of your mouth are horrible.
Go ahead and tell.
What about the things that go in her mouth?
What did I get myself for Hanukkah?
What color is it?
I don't even remember what you said. That's how bad my retention is. I just know that you openly.
I can't believe you forgot.
When did we discuss this?
In the car on the way here.
Ooh.
I was like, I got myself a little Hanukkah present, and it lasted all 8 nights.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
I know what it is.
First of all, before we get
into this.
It's
not what you're thinking.
Because I want to suck all the sexuality out of the room before I reintroduce it with this.
Okay.
Arena will openly talk about, like, dropping deuces and stuff like that. Like, I remember the first time.
I did not, like, openly go, oh, man, that was a nasty one. I was just like, yeah, I dropped number two. Like, I had some office time to take care of.
I remember the first or second time we were on the show, and I was just feeling you out to make sure you'd fit. I threw out there, like, yeah, I got to drop one. And you just smile like, yeah, I do too. And we both walk to the bathrooms together. It's just like, ugh. And we both come out and it's like, how was yours? I mean, it was like being a married couple. Yeah. Any
I'm
under the nails? No,
that.
Smack. Okay, Arena, yeah, I do remember what you got yourself. You want to take any hints? Mark it.
I thought it was something.
You
dirty.
Order it online. It's not an actual item. It's a subscription to something. And you have to be 18. Yes, you're a winner. Now guess the site.
Chicks would.
No, nothing. No. Like something you and I would enjoy.
Well, that's rough.
And you're
man.
Like biggaycocksex.com?
Yeah,
no. Not that. Not Naked Sword. Not Inches, Torso Blue Boy. None of those.
Bang Bros.
No idea what you're even talking about.
Close. Brazzers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's what
really?
You thought, too. I thought Bang Bros is gross, though.
What? That was like the best fantasy when I knew it was fake.
For guys.
Before I knew it was fake.
Oh, those first few Bang Bros?
The very first ones.
There is one I will watch to this day with a chick who just popped out a kid and she has like her husband's name tattooed.
Wow.
Like somewhere on her
Can
body.
You please forward me that link.
And they're just laughing about it while they're making her like lactate on the windows and stuff. It's the most horrible thing I've ever watched. And, like, I am flushed like I ran a marathon when I see that thing.
Now, that sounds like a good afternoon.
Yes. Well, like, I'm just like, yes, and bypassing that. Trust me, it's not an afternoon when I watch that. It's a nice 20 seconds.
So why did you get Brazzers?
I don't know. It's just like something, you know, I found.
Did you read the Yelp review on it? How did you pick which one you wanted?
Well, it's just funny.
I just knew.
To me,
I'm not
she...
like, that's why I come off as like very discreet or whatever. I act discreet.
Ooh, we have
it.
A caller.
Uh-oh.
Is it your mom?
No.
I
would hope not, because I hope they're calling about porno. Caller?
Keep it clean.
Definitely not your mom.
Oh, what is up?
Hey, just to let you know, I saw that video myself. Oh, my God. Dirty Carlos.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my God.
How great is that video?
That guy's...
Oh, my God. It's the best video ever.
Yeah, that's the name of the lady with her husband's name on her chest.
Yeah, I forget.
It's called Dirty Carlos?
Dirty Carlos.
Yeah, they're making fun of his name like throughout the whole thing. She's like, stop it. And it's like actual acting, like a 70s porno. Like, I totally bit hook, line, and sinker.
It just needed the music. That's all it needed. All right, so I just wanted to let you know what the name was.
Happy holidays, sir.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Called Dirty Carlos?
I believe Carlos was the, like, husband/boyfriend's name.
Was he there, too?
Oh, no,
that was
just he's
on her, that
not.
That was tattooed on her chesticle.
Yeah. They are making fun of her the whole time because they're like, you just had a kid with Carlos, a dude named Carlos, and now you're in the bang bus. And, of course, by the end of it, she's getting it. She's just this very, like, not a perfect Latin girl, but, like, a cute Latin girl. And there's just something about the realness to it that's just like, oh, I like, you know how people remember having sex in college? I remember downloading that video in college.
Like, she's like, it would say Dirty Sanchez, but Mark was playing that weekend.
Oh, wordplay. I get what you did there. That is a fine one, though. I want to say her name might be like Melanie or some crap like that. I'll find you the link afterwards. Don't worry.
Oh, definitely.
That's my Christmas present to you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll go through those archives diligently and dig it up.
Contrary to popular belief, Mark is actually Christian.
That's why did you say that with such a weird look on your face?
Because other people are thinking it.
I didn't think, yeah. Well,
why would somebody
I just faced it.
I don't know. Mark's been on once before, and he was like, I'm Palestinian. So actually, I was going to like make jokes about
and then you're wearing that scarf.
Scarf is Palestinian.
Blasting
not a
caps
thing.
And, you know, C4.
I'm glad they
holidays.
Patted you down at the door, even though that's not something they normally
detector.
Do.
Yeah, I felt weird about that. He centralized around one region. It was kind of awkward. Felt good.
I want to get to the bottom of this. Why Brazzers or Brazzers or however it's pronounced? I actually don't
I
know
feel
that
like
one.
They're...
Because you are not the only girl I know who frequents that site. You're maybe the third or fourth, and they don't do any other sites, and they act like that's the really classy one, whereas to me and Mark...
It's not even that.
To me,
you
it's kind of indistinguishable
that.
From the rest. In fact, it seems very, like, MILF-centric,
they
that
have,
one.
They have best-looking girls on there.
Don't you want some of those dirty, amateur-looking women, though, too?
I don't
no.
even... I'm not no? even sure they really have the best. Like, to
and
me,
like,
they're the most uniform. Like, everyone has implants. They're all, like, a certain age, kind of a certain look. They don't
no
have...
scars.
Well, yeah.
No C-section scars.
Yeah, I mean, Christ, man, you're paying money.
No throat cut scars. Yeah.
Not putting a little cancer kazoo up. No, baby, that's
no
good.
Track march.
Yeah. I mean, they look fine.
Their guys look better, too, because the other sites,
well, the
like,
Bang Bros guys are disgusting.
They are gross.
It's like Jackass meets porn.
That's like, probably why you guys kind of like it, but...
No,
like,
I find that despicable, too. I just really like the girls they have.
We
it,
need a study
not that
pleasing.
I ever look
it
at
wasn't despicable when you thought it was when you thought it was real.
Well,
that was
people
was
don't
better.
Even remember that phase when it was literally just the bang bus.
I do.
And your friends were sending it to each other, yeah, at school. And it's like, dude, you have to watch this video. And you would half, you know, get aroused, but half laugh at
it. Is it that easy?
Yeah. And then the extra half, so we're up to 150%. It was like, is this real or not? Then it became this huge network of everything. And you're like, okay, it was fake. Yeah, I'm a sucker. But the first few times you see those videos, you're like, this is brilliant. And I'm turned on.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
That site is just, I don't know, man. It just seems like, I don't like it when it's like staged.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't really frequent it for whatever reason. That one just isn't a site I wind up at all that much. And yet,
I told you it's because it's aesthetically pleasing. They still get a little nuts.
And you like the guys.
Edgy. Yeah. Because
it's an all black site.
There's good looking people on there. No, there's people of everything.
You're like, ew, no. That's disgusting, Arena.
What? You're so stupid. But anyways, it was a good present. And
to yourself, how much is a subscription to Brazzers per month?
I'd rather not talk about it.
I believe it's $19.99.
I didn't leave the price tag on, so I don't want to spoil it for myself. Okay.
Do you get one of those weird anonymous emails? Or is it like, Brazzers.com, this person has purchased pornography from Brazzers.com.
I was like, who? What? I was like showing my parents a video that I was trying to find, and I saw the receipt, and I was like, let me move through that while it's all like the iPads hooked up to the big TV.
Oh, God. Because I remember.
But they have no idea what that is.
I've done pay sites maybe four times in my life, probably 99, 2000 when they first came out. And all of the girls, because they were just doing their own sites back then, would brag, hey, mine, you know, my bill appears like a, you know, a friggin' garbage services fee on your statement. It
was, that was a selling feature.
Yeah, it was never nometro.com/Megan, which I think is still around. God, I love that girl in the day. It would be like, you know, like AAA, you know, leaves and lawn clippings. Have at. It was always some BS thing they came
AAA
up with.
AAA lawn trimmings.
Well, it was just like stupidly transparent, though. It never sounded like a real name. Like, I know one time Will ordered a couple VHS tapes, if you want to know how far back we go with this. Ordered a couple of VHS tapes, I want to say from Vivid. And the box came and it was like, it's the National Geometric store, you know, like this close to National Geographic. And then the cases were something kind of designed to be nondescript as well. And it'd be like, the mating pattern of the otter. Crap like that. So your parents wouldn't think you were looking at porn. They would just think you were incredibly massive losers. Because you're looking at these horrible nature
films.
They're
like, oh, but he's doing so well in school. I'll let that slide on my credit card
bill. Why not go out to the store, rip out a couple copies of, like, I don't know, Rambo 2, and put them in that so they sound, like, believable and not completely make-believe movies. These were literally, it would just be, like, the mating pattern of the otter. It was just a box with like an otter in front of a glacier. And that was it. There was no credits, nothing.
That's what's inside the box, too. It's just an otter.
Yeah, just
frozen in a glacier.
Just typifies the production values that you're going to find in the films themselves. Here's an otter photoshopped onto this ice. You know, I don't even think they exist in those climates. It just didn't even compute.
I was thinking of like a seal or penguin.
Yeah, it might as well have shown like a, like a pterodactyl on the Great Plains. It didn't click. It was so cheesy.
It's like the mating habits of giraffes and T-Rexes.
I don't know what they thought they were going to pull off with that. It was the worst fake ever. I need to bring in those boxes. I think to this day they're somewhere around.
Please find those.
The Madre's
house. I think they're good because even your parents aren't going to want to watch that.
What if she stumbles across them?
It needed to be something your parents wouldn't touch.
Yeah.
You know, maybe your dad's into nature, and then he opens it, and it's like, oh, my God, all holes filled 16. Okay.
He's going to be like, oh, I'm never telling my wife about this.
Yeah.
This will be our secret, son. We won't even talk
it's
about
bonding
it.
Bonding experience.
No, you don't need to watch that with your dad.
I'm just teasing.
I just don't think he would bring it up to, like, ruin it for him either. He's like, your mom's definitely going to take this away.
I don't know. They got to their intended target, but not because of those fake boxes, which blew. Okay, I'm getting the wrap up. Why?
Let's move it on.
What do we want to move on to? We got a couple of topics.
We have more good things.
We have lots of good things.
You're the professional. I just show up and show some cleavage.
But you make the the windy
windy.
I make
Grant Paulson call in.
I like that you don't do the little tight one that I did too, where it's just the finger moving. You do like the whole arm. It almost looks like you're making cotton candy on your fingertip. You're just like stirring it around
I'm
there.
I'm hoping eventually I'll get some cotton candy on here.
Well, we got Christmas shopping disasters, which we can certainly limp across the finish line with. We got 10 minutes here.
What else we got?
Okay. If you don't like Christmas, you.
I was about to say, of course I don't like Christmas.
Yeah. We could talk about you feeling like an outcast if you did or did not during
the
Christmas
desk,
time.
Under the desk?
And
look at her. She's going to town.
And we had a couple of news items. You can't drink it on the air. Come on. Sit back down. This is a community radio station, actually, not a professional
that
one.
That was actually very funny.
We actually can't drink her. Did she?
She went down.
She, yeah.
That's all it took to get you to go down?
Took a stage, a staged nip.
I'm a professional. I will go under the desk.
That was a fake belt of whiskey you took, you degenerate.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I got horror stories. We were going to take callers if anyone wanted to call at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK to talk about the worst things that have ever happened to them while Christmas shopping or just during Christmas in general.
Do you want to hear about my best Christmas ever?
Okay. Sure.
I'll pretend this was back in my pots-making days.
Did you celebrated Christmas at one point?
No. Oh. I couldn't get home because there was a snowstorm, and it was my last day. I lived in Louisiana, and I didn't want to leave.
So you were how old? Paint a picture with the words,
like
Arena.
21.
As a professional, let me advise
it
you.
It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple of years ago. So I go down, whatever.
You
want to
be
moved.
High quality, like Teddy Ruxpin, not a Korean.
If you let me tell the story, then maybe I'll get it out.
Remembers Teddy Ruxpin.
My friend was going out of town, and I already moved out of my place, but I couldn't get through Georgia because there was a crazy snowstorm. I think this is like 3 or 4 years ago. I can't remember. And I had to drive from Louisiana here. So with my car all packed up, he's like, oh, well, will you just watch my dog and stay here? Fill the fridge with, like, all this delicious Louisiana food, like crawfish etouffee, like crawfish and shrimp Alfredo.
Sounds kosher. Go on.
It was Christmas. I just watched ESPN. Oh, he left me with, like, an eighth, a bunch of booze, champagne.
I was about to say.
I like how this is all excused, by the way. She's like, this is 3 years ago, and
yeah,
I'm going
totally
for a government
fine.
Job. There's an eight ball floating in the tank of the toilet.
Just feed the dog and let him out. So yeah, I just watched ESPN the whole time, and the other guys, because I rented the other guys and I still had it.
Underrated.
So I watched
movie.
It in like
underappreciated.
Oh, that was such a good movie. Call this guy up that I was like stooping. He came up
stooping.
Yeah, sorry friend, I just went to this friend's wedding too.
Wait, was the guy who you were dog-sitting for, did he like you and you're banging his friend or something?
No. He was dating the girl he just married, actually. And
okay.
So they were, you know, they're a cool couple. I just went to their wedding, had a blast. But the guy I was hooking up with was like this. Oh, my God, he's so hot.
I love this story.
How did you ruin it?
Well, because I moved.
Oh.
I moved up here. He's still down there. And I wanted to call him when I was down there, but I was like, that's going to be a bad idea.
Why? You
just
banged out all classy like.
Bad idea for who?
By a southern gentleman.
I was staying at a friend's house. I didn't want to, you know, cross that line again. So
put some newspapers down on the living room floor. Like when you got a dog that's on his period. Just then you throw them all away.
We had this like inside joke because we both really like the show Archer.
Yes,
so
it's a good one.
I used to always call him Sterling and as Lana. Oh, anyways, we
that's
should
not
move
a joke.
On from that.
That's just creepy role play, like cartoon character role play.
I want to know, did that really
he
happen?
He totally looked like him. He was like really hot. And
well,
hot.
Lana's not Jewish, so you don't look like her.
I'm into sweater dresses and thigh high boots. Like, we have that in common.
Did you put on blackface to get into character?
I did get some guns out and wear a holster.
Oh, God. Oh. This is the worst Christmas story ever, but only because I'm hearing it.
This is the best Christmas I ever had as a Jew. So how was your Christmas?
So you dressed up. No, we're done. I mean, we'll get 5 minutes out of you dressed as Lana from Archer. This is true?
Yes.
You actually, would he wear like a suit and drink until his liver failed?
Yeah, we both
and
did.
And bitch about his mom?
That's it was a awesome. Loving experience.
That is
no, it didn't go that far.
I... Wow.
We did do
that
it real hot
nuts.
Like everywhere.
Real hot like. He pounded me out real
where
sexy.
Where was the craziest like. Place?
We were every... halfway off the bed. Jewish
oh.
crazy.
The sheet with the hole fell. Oy vey.
Tell me your bank account's empty. I'll pretend I'm getting raped.
Oh my Lord. My Lord, my Jewish Lord,
wow.
Not your guys.
Dressed as Lana
that is
and
awesome.
Archer.
Thank you.
I mean, that is...
You paint a vivid picture.
Yeah.
Now I'm just trying to imagine you take it all off.
We definitely had a guy in there to act as the butler from the show.
Really?
Please yeah, why not?
Please tell me there was like a third person in on this
weirdness. Well, we went down to the Home Depot and we hired one of those day laborers. We're like, I need you to put on.
You know, we were coming from a place of truth and openness and you were sharing. And then you destroy that trust within me.
Sorry.
I would never think to do cartoon foreplay. I'm actually.
That show's hot. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've routinely said Lana, the most bangable cartoon woman since Jessica Rabbit.
So Sterling Archer.
And Jessica Rabbit, he's a man and he's really ugly in real life. H. John Benjamin. He is not a good looking guy.
Oh, he is not, no.
Do not look him up. It'll totally destroy the fantasy.
Damn, now I'm so curious.
Like, H. John Benjamin looks like Dave Attell plus AIDS.
Oh, my God.
He is not a pretty guy. It is not good. Ladies, do not look up real voice of Sterling Archer.
You'll ruin it for yourself.
You can look up the real voice of Lana. I have loved Aisha Tyler for a long time.
She's married to a white guy. Did you know that?
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
She said, isn't that
funny? That's right. No, I actually thought she was decently funny for a time. She's starting to do weird crap with her eyebrows, where they're like almost migrating kind of up and down her face.
Is she fighting age with it? Is that what she's trying to do?
I don't know. They just look painted on.
We do stupid things as women as we get older.
Well, they just look painted on, but in the wrong place. So it's almost like Uncle Leo from Seinfeld, where it's like, why are you being cross with me, Leo? I'm not being cross. And he started writing in the pad saying he's a horrible patient. She has a great set of cannons, but those eyebrows are creepy. I mean,
I really like
whatever,
her.
I'm a man, I do it. Just make her get those stupid Zooey Deschanel like dog hair bangs and cover up the eyebrows. You're all set.
She's moving hers.
I can do that with my boobs.
Do what? I can't believe that.
Just like halfway pulling deets out of hair.
Oh, wow. So, do you learn that in the South too?
Yes. Very that nice. Was a classic. My ex-boyfriend hated when I did that. He would freak out.
When he
out.
Opened your top, he would hate to see your breasts. Your
and
ex-boyfriend has some
gay.
Things to figure out.
No. When I did the, like, when I could, like, move my boobs, he really didn't like that.
How did you learn you could do that?
Just girlfriends and I were sitting around one day. We were just trying
I
to
thought
all
a lot of girls
hold on. Let me paint this picture. You and your girlfriends were all topless sitting around?
Of course.
Very
watching
nice.
Grease as we did every Saturday
with
when
Grease?
We were in middle school.
Phenomenal.
That's really how we learned, because like there's a scene in Grease where they're like singing about I don't remember what, but she does
moving
like,
their boobs.
Yeah, they're like doing it.
I remember
it.
That one.
Yeah.
It was in the breakdown of Grease Lightning.
That was a good movie. My grandma used to own it. I watched it every time I came
I sat
over.
Through it
I
once.
Love it. I love it.
Really?
I love
cannot
Grease.
Do musicals, and Grease is no exception.
I like West Side Story too.
I did not like that one.
Idle, idle, deedle, sorry.
They were mean to the Jews.
Oh, were they?
I think. I don't know.
We need to bump that to the top of the queue.
West Side Story? It was in the Bronx.
They were mean to the Puerto Ricans.
The Jews
oh, God, that one. I thought you were talking Fiddler on the Roof. No. West Side Story is... Yeah, I did watch that. With they kill the guys at the end. Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah, it's like, I hate Chico, I hate. I remember losing my S to that in English class when they played it. Oh, God.
It's a great movie.
And it had the I Feel Pretty and Gay.
Yeah.
I recall things just because I at first thought you're referencing Fiddler on the Roof. It's all the same to me. I hate that crap.
Should we close out with some more Christmas stuff from you guys?
No, it's 3:55. I don't know where the hell Squire is, but we got to wrap this up.
Stir fry it now.
I'm just bringing it up. Just bringing it up.
We should have
just that perfect
Christmas.
Level.
Oh, I hate the malls during Christmas time.
That was literally what the entire show was supposed to be about.
I can't.
And instead, we did nothing. And I know Arena's going to listen to this after the fact and be like, oh, this was a bad
last
episode.
Last minute caller?
Last
see who
minute
it is.
Caller.
Let's see who it is.
Okay. All right.
Sweet. This has never happened before on the show.
I think I recognize the number. Caller.
Hey, H. John, I just looked him up. Oh, my God. He's Dirty Carlos. Have a good holiday, guys.
Remember that guy is. He is good. He does nice work. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Want to thank my two in-studio co-hosts today. We got Mark Misle on my right, Arena Davinsky on my left. Guys, your Twitter handles again, go.
At
both
Grown
of
No
you,
Sports.
Over
at Grown
each
No
other.
Sports.
At Grown
Mark, No
at
Sports.
Mark Misle.
I'm John Papagiorgio. It's at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter. And the show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has archives of every episode, my writing, the contact info of everyone. We got, Jesus, at this point, Facebook accounts. I think there's, what the hell else? There's Tumblr. There's too many of these things out there. But it's all at inpapasbasement.com.
Instagram.
Yeah, there's an Instagram. I think that's it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
this will be going
Christmas.
Out Monday.
Christmas.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.